Okay, good evening, everyone. The chair is not here, so I am to open the meeting. Wasn't aware I was opening the meeting, otherwise I would have worn a suit, but I didn't, so my apologies for that. I'll call the meeting to order and respectfully acknowledge the Qualicum First Nations, to whose traditional territory this meeting takes place. And I will call for volunteers or a volunteer to chair the meeting. Anyone? Nominate alone?
Craig
will volunteer. Are there any other volunteers to chair the meeting?
No, Craig's it.
Craig does it.
Craig, you got to come to the head table.
No, chair. I'll stay here.
Okay.
Okay,
let's get it started.
Adoption of the minutes. The board approved the August 19th, 2025 regular open session minutes as circulated.
I'll make the motion.
Seconder.
Just a
okay. Item C, items coming out of the previous closed session.
You have to vote on that.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. See, I'm rusty already. So the motion on the minutes, all in favor? Okay. Items coming out of the closed session, it's showing there's none. Does anybody have any items out of the August 19th closed session meeting? Okay. Introduction of any late items?
Yes, I have two.
Christo?
Do you want me to say them now?
Sure.
Now?
Yep.
Just a brief look
at
they are.
Just a motion to increase the existing lease for the reservoir. You want more detail?
Mm-hmm. And the second item?
The second item is to grade the road up to the reservoir for access. Get the road graded. Get rid of all the potholes.
You're talking like Gainsburg Road?
Yes, it's okay. Gainsburg Extension, so it's a public road.
Okay.
But it's in terrible condition, so.
Not per se the road after the gate?
No.
Okay.
That road's actually good shape.
Yeah.
So is that
just this part from here to the old, it used to be the old highway.
So that would be new business 2 and 3?
Yes, that sounds good to me.
Okay, thank you for that, Crystal.
Okay. Do we have to vote on that?
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think. No. I think just.
No.
So we all have to accept the items?
Okay. Should maybe it's accepting the agenda as.
I'm sure. Motion to accept Crystal's late items.
I'm just not sure. Thanks.
All in favor of accepting the two items? Okay. E, business arising from the minutes and unfinished business. 1, RDN development process in DBID. Recommendation that the staff report on the RDN development process in DBID be received for information.
So if I could, the purpose of this this report was the issue was brought up at a recent regular meeting. The board asked about it, and I contacted the RDN, and they wrote back, and this describes where the Henry Morgan development is at and what the process is.
Okay.
So it's really just for information of the board and the ratepayers.
Okay. Question?
Yes. Did we specifically ask them about additional dwellings on current properties at all, and what the process was to advise us of that?
No, I did not. I should have. So I will contact them on that as well.
Thank you.
Because that's not just us, it's the whole the whole region, whether that was factored in.
Any more questions on that item? 2, DBID policy for signing of checks and agreements.
You really should make a motion to...
Accept the report.
Accept the report.
Okay, see, I told you I'm rusty.
I'll make a motion to accept the report.
I'll second it.
Seconded, okay. A vote on accepting the report from the RDN on development process. In agreement? Okay, number two, DBID policy for signing of checks and agreements.
So on this one, previously there was traditionally just one staff member as signing authority, and just how the electronic banking works nowadays, that's not really practical. So it's practical to have two, the deputy as well as Janine. So then it becomes, there really shouldn't be two staff signatures on one check. It should be like a board member and a staff. And we went a step further in this case and just said, why not just two trustees? So that's what this does. That's what the board asked about at a recent in camera meeting, and this reflects that. So this will mean that two trustees need to sign like the checks, which you did tonight when they come up. The only disadvantage I see on that is if there's an emergency check, which might happen once a year where it's a problem being able to get two signatures, but we'll cross that bridge when it occurs. I just don't see that as a problem. Usually the expenditures are small enough that if there's an issue, we just put it on our visa or whatever and get reimbursement if we have to through that process. So staff recommend that you approve the revision to the policy.
Well, I know in the past if there was a check that really needed to go out today, that you have called and said, could you come in, and this is your eye. So yes, I mean, the trustees will be willing to do that.
I would think generally out of six or seven trustees that two of them would be in the area at some point in time during a 24-hour period.
As I said, it might happen once a year.
It might happen.
It might. Yeah, no, it's good. We recommend passing.
Yeah. I'll make the motion to pass the... is there a motion? That the trustees...
Right at the bottom.
That the September 16, 2025 policy for signing of checks and agreements, policy number 90101, be approved by the board.
Seconded.
All in favor? Number three, DBID trustee election update. Recommendation that the 2025 trustee election update be received for information.
So if I could on this, Craig. So the reason for this report was just because the advance is tomorrow and the election day is October 4th. It gave us the chance to publicly state when the election is, who the candidates are, and a couple of issues related to the election. One is scrutineer for candidate representative, and the other is voter eligibility, a couple things that we want to highlight. So it's really just there for information, that's all. So tomorrow, advance poll, 3 to 7. So we're just asking that you receive that.
Where's the advance poll?
Right here.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept this update?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Seconder? All in favor? Okay. Petitions and delegations, there are none. Correspondence in, archaeology permit process. Recommendation that the September 9th, 2025 email from Diana Cooper from the archaeology branch of the Ministry of Forest be received as correspondence in, and that staff be authorized to contact a consulting archaeologist to assist DBID with the next steps for getting a permit to dig up the area where the water leak is located on Burn Road near the intersection of Chrome Point Road.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I have a question, or a comment.
Okay.
Is that the best map that they could provide us with?
Yeah,
it's really, really poor. It doesn't actually give the outline of the area at all. So, did they give us anything?
Yeah, if I could.
Yeah.
So, actually, Craig was in front office the other day and pointed, he recognized the area number that's identified in this. Saw a map on the bulletin board in the front. He says, I think this is the map. So
yeah.
we think it's out front, it shows, and most of it is just right in that area. It's kind of on the border, Chrome Point and Burn Road.
But it shows the actual outlines of the area and
it does.
The side of the area?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know that that's the updated one. I wanted to wait on this,
okay.
And we will get a better map. In fact, I contacted the ministry right after getting that email. Is that the best you can do? same thing. And they responded back and gave me the GIS shape file and all these different things. So I just need to send it to like McElhaney, and it would be a 5-minute job in all likelihood to digitize and get the proper map. But I haven't even done that. I want to wait for tonight. So because I want to make sure that map is up to date.
Yep.
Okay. I just like to add that I've spent part of the time trying to locate that map online, and it is not available to the public. So I don't know why it's a secret, but it seems to be.
Even when I filled out the forms, they were concerned about going forward with public information. So I put right on there that it'll be going to the board. Like I don't know what secret either. You would think
it's
that
a
they
map.
Would
it's
want
ridiculous.
People
it
to know the boundary. And just for the sake of the board, like the knows and the ratepayers, the hole that we're talking about digging here, there's a, what's it called, the hydrant valve or what?
The standpipe.
Yeah. Right there, we're talking about digging a 3 to 4 foot hole right where that standpipe is. We're not talking about excavating a water line or anything like that. It's a small hole. It's accessing disturbed land by disturbed.
It's already been dug.
It's already been dug. But that's the requirement. They said it doesn't matter that it's disturbed land. You require a permit. And to get a permit and the process, you need to hire a consultant. So that's what they've advised. Therefore, that's the recommendation.
So at what state are we with the hiring or locating an archaeologist to do this?
I have not done anything because I was waiting for tonight.
Okay.
I had assumed that the board was going to approve this, and had there been a lengthy delay, I would have likely contacted the board on this because it's a bit of a common sense that we have to do this. But getting the email to a board meeting was fairly close in duration, so I thought, wait and do it proper in case I was wrong. And if the board had a different opinion than I did, but it certainly seems like you're going to be on board, but I guess we'll see when the vote comes.
So when you were talking to this Diana Cooper, was there any conversation around a major rupture that requires immediate shut-in as to what their expectations of us are with getting an archaeologist and this dragging on for days, weeks,
the comments,
with water shut off?
The comments have been, talk to a consultant. So,
wow. So
we'll be doing that. I'm sure we're not the first one that's asked for this type of thing. If you have a water break, they're saying, like in the correspondence with me, well, we can normally get at it within 24 to 48 hours. So I'm thinking, okay, there's a BCGIU work issue right now. There's also things like stat holidays. That 48 hours could be 72 or longer. So I'm not really liking that. What our option would be is not follow the process and dig anyways. And suffer the consequences, if any, or we'd have to shut the water off to a particular area and wait until we had a permit. Those would be the two options that I see. So we will see what they say, but certainly that's very important that we get clarification on the point that you make.
Definitely.
Yeah. I know there's competing priorities, but you know, we got a little bit of practicality too.
Well, especially that it's, to me anyways, disturbed land, and we're talking a small hole. You just look up the hill a ways, 25 feet or whatever it is, you look at the amount of land that's been dug up for that septic system that's just above it. Like, that's 10 times as much land as we're talking about something that's 25 feet up the hill.
I think that we should write a letter saying that if there's a major water leak, we don't have time to wait for an archaeological review. We have to dig it right away. You know,
totally.
Depends how major the leak is, obviously, but. And just put them on notice, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. This isn't...
And they can deal with it.
Crystal, this is the first time I've dealt with the archaeological aspect of this, but I have dealt with situations with the Ministry of Environment and flood issues on creeks, for example, where they have the same process, you're supposed to wait. And in one case, I remember the one of the mayors I worked with said, we're not waiting, we have to protect 19A, fix it. Because it would have wiped out 19A. A storm.
Yeah.
That's when the Shady Rose parking lot was wiped out in Polka Beach.
Mm. Okay, so...
So we have a motion on the floor. There's moved
motion
by
to accept this letter?
Yeah.
I made the motion.
Seconded?
I made the motion already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Diana and Krista.
Did it second.
Okay. Vote?
Okay, that's scary.
Water operators report.
Adam's not here tonight.
No. Maybe he forgot.
Well, maybe we forgot to contact him too, so I'll take a bit of that responsibility.
He usually writes really good reports, so.
Well, his water operator reports is attached here.
I'll make a motion that we receive the water operator's report.
I'll second it.
Vote.
Okay. Before we leave that item, if I could, sorry, I missed who made that motion.
Diane and then Crystal.
Did we want to update at this time, Craig, regarding, even though I'm sort of updating by asking you this, the flushing program and how that's going to work? Like, we're considering flushing the water lines and what the impact of that would be.
Okay, so for the trustees that weren't here, there was a meeting with CORE, both James and Adam, last Wednesday, I think.
Thursday,
okay. So they want to institute a hydrant flushing program this fall. They are concerned about the level of the aquifer. They're not going to have a repeat of what happened in January, where sediment got stirred up and then we had a failed test on Maple Guard. So they are going to be installing a small chlorine tank, well 8, and a small pump inside the building, and they'll use one of the injection points available, and they will add additional chlorine there to compensate for the other wells that are running at the time, because they'll all be running, all 4, 5, 6, and 8 will be running, and so there will be chlorine in the system for a few days. They will dose it in where it maintains at around 0.2 to 0.5 parts per million, which is an acceptable range in a municipal water system. And they will flush various hydrants throughout the district until the water runs clear. and the chlorine is being added proactively to ensure that the water tests, the weekly water tests pass. And then once they're done, then the chlorine would be shut off.
Okay.
Should be done twice a year.
Yeah, to flush without it, we'll probably end up with positive tests.
Okay, I have a question.
Yep.
Obviously, VHA has been advised that we're going to do this as well.
Yep.
I don't know if VHA has, but what we discussed was, and Core said that they would be working in conjunction with VHA.
Okay.
So whether they've actually been contacted yet, maybe you know that for sure, but
I haven't heard.
But they did make that commitment. Well, in fact, their comment was absolutely would be contacted
right.
VHA.
Okay.
So that's standard procedure.
And my other question or comment is that we will, in advance of this, make sure that we tell everybody who is on the water system that this is going to be happening.
So, in that regard, what we thought we would do on the pipeline, which in here, there's nothing on here regarding that, because this happened on Thursday.
Right.
So we would be putting something in the pipeline on that. Notification that there could be some flushing that occurs. And when it occurs, we'd have to put out the sandwich board signs and
okay, because I was going to say, because a lot of people don't look at flyers or handouts that are in
right.
with their bills.
Agreed. So what we were talking about is we would do that with the bill on the pipeline notification, and as Crystal stated, it's the plan is on a regular basis, like yearly,
right?
In the spring and fall.
Okay.
So we put that in the pipeline. We put it on the website. We get some sandwich boards, signs made up, like the notification, and that's the process that we're doing. In addition to the flushing, at the same time, they're going to do a review of all the hydrants.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's the regular annual check that's
annual
to occur on the hydrants. There's also a requirement on the hydrants that some have like a full rebuild every so many years, which I don't know that we've been doing that in the past, but nonetheless, whatever that policy is going to be, that is something that would come back to the board and would be part of the asset management program that we're working on. But that's kind of a step ahead, but what isn't a step ahead is they'll be doing the basic hydrant testing at the same time they do the flushing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are my only two questions.
Did
you.
We miss anything, Crystal?
No, it sounds pretty good.
Okay. So that's just what I wanted to add on the water operators part of the information.
So we had a motion that was seconded to accept the water operator's report and a vote to accept. Fire Chief's report. Recommendation that the August 2025 Fire Chief's report be received for information. George is with us tonight. Just to speak to your report.
I don't have anything more to add other than what's in my report.
Okay.
I would like to pose a question regarding the archaeology kind of things. Has anybody addressed the local native band to see what their response would be in the event of an emergency gig?
Well, I think we're going to consult with this archaeologist and see what the standard practice is, get an answer from that person, and then proceed from that.
Okay.
So just further to that, if I could, the chair, Colin, reached out to the band. And the comment from the band was the first step in the process is to get a permit. So we didn't try that route, but you start with a permit.
I'll make a motion that we receive the fire chief's report. I do have a question though. George, you'd said, I'm not sure where we were, maybe in a fire protection meeting, that you have new members. How many new members do we have now?
We have four.
Four new members, so we're at a total of 26 active members now?
No, I've got a couple of members that have sat down.
Okay.
Three members that have actually sat down on the program.
Okay, so plus four minus three? Okay.
It's kind of, yeah, it's a seesaw.
Yeah. Okay, no, I knew you had said something about new members, so I was just asking. Thank you.
Call vote to accept fire chief's report. Three, August 2025 financial reports, total checks issued for the water department for August, $15,445. Total checks issued for the fire department, $21,302.
I have a couple questions.
Diane?
The large check for IAPD Canada, what would that be referring to?
Those are, what are they called, George? The IA.
International Association.
No, they're the equipment for the fire. What was it called? Don Coghill bought some.
Okay. That's a course that the program members do for their driving. So we have people on fire department now that can train our members in the proper procedures of driving for emergency vehicles.
Oh, okay.
And if I could, George, that was funded by the government, included in the government grant, wasn't it?
That was partially funded through the government grant. I don't know if it was
fully
covered or not.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, then it was going to be covered by the donation from the society.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Quite often, these large ones are funded through government grant or, as you say, through the society. So I just want to point that out. Thank you.
I had two more questions. There's a pretty large check for Rockfield and one for Don Coghill. I gathered the reimbursements for something, but it doesn't say what.
Yes, those. One of them was the life jackets. That's what I was thinking of. The life jackets.
Life jackets, okay.
Yeah, one of the Rob was for the life jackets. One to Don was for the thermal imaging cameras.
That's what I was thinking of.
Okay,
thermal
thank
imaging
you.
Cameras. Well, I normally put it in for the water ones, but I could put it in. That would make sense.
Yeah,
for the
big
large,
ones. Like,
okay,
I get that
okay.
There's the smaller ones, and that's usually
okay.
For food or for
right.
Supplies.
Yeah.
Or like
okay.
Things,
okay.
But yeah, something that
yeah.
Large, it would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Noted. Good idea.
A motion to accept these financial reports.
I make a motion.
Second. Vote. Four, 2026 budget review process, recommendation that the 2026 budget process reports be received by the board.
So if I could, Craig, the reason that this was put on there like this, because there's really no changes listed on here, is we have had some introductory meetings on the budget on both the water and the fire through the committee process. But we have an election here, and there's a potential that two new candidates could get onto the board. So we felt it was important that we get that budget out so the new candidates could see that we're in the midst of the budget, what the budget is, and then also to the ratepayers, if anyone has some input in terms of suggestions, what they'd like to pass on to us. But I would suspect at the October meeting that you're going to see some recommendations in terms of specific budget amounts.
Okay.
So this is just sort of a signal that we're working on it. It'll be finalized in likely in the next month, because we need sufficient time. The budget has to go to the ministry and file with them, with the ministry, so we can't leave it until too late, or it sometimes creates a problem with the ministry.
I'll make a motion that we receive the 2026 budget process report from staff.
Alyssa, second.
Alyssa, okay.
Vote to receive.
I would also just like to say that, yes, I agree with John, that it's here for public to read and ratepayers to provide some input. And how could they provide input? Could they send things to you?
Yes.
By email?
Or contact a board member.
Okay.
Either. If we know in advance, like prior to the next meeting, it's helpful because that can be taken into consideration. After the election, I hope to ask the board if we could have a meeting to review, a committee meeting again to review the budget. But anything that, in terms of finalization of the budget, that has to occur at a board meeting, not a committee meeting.
Right.
Okay, nothing new under bylaws, resolutions, new business, draft of the October 2025 pipeline newsletter. Recommendation that the draft of the October 2025 pipeline newsletter be approved by the board.
So if I could, prior to approving this, just a reminder that we're going to put something on here in the Flushing, and we can send that out, and that's going to change something in here. So whether that means we don't provide an update on the observation well, or we reduce the size of the election information that's here, it looks rather big. I'm not sure how that'll play out. We'll just look at the spacing, but I think it's very important that the Flushing be incorporated.
Because, I mean, people are gonna notice the chlorine, what's going on, like, because last time they tasted chlorine, we were under that boiled water advisory, so we want to be clear that we're not there.
We'll be as proactive as we can. If I could on this, and I should have mentioned this on the when we were dealing with the water operators, but Crystal sent an interesting email today. And do you want to just explain what that was on the chlorine in the water tank? An adjacent.
Are you reading that?
Or just explain what it was, how chlorine is being introduced in one of our neighboring.
It was just a report from Bowser, so they're doing a flushing of the Bowser system, and they just had put a letter out saying to be aware that there's going to be chlorine in the system. So they put, when they put the chlorine in, that's the wells, or in this case, a Bowser.
The reservoir.
At the reservoir.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get down to the people, and then a lot of it will dissipate, but there will be a residual in your water. And if you don't like to drink the water, if you just fill the jug and put it on the counter, the chlorine's a gas, it'll dissipate. So within half an hour, you can drink the water, there'll be no smell. And just actually, once you smell the chlorine, good idea, just maybe open up your taps and just get rid of it through your system, and then it should be fine. And we just plan on doing that twice a year, just to keep all the pipes clean so we don't get the odd residual tests that we get from certain areas. Just to keep all the pipes as clear as possible.
Thank you. So
So with the modifications to the pipeline, any questions?
No, I would make the motion that the draft of the October 2025 pipeline newsletter be approved by the board with changes included for the question.
Seconded.
Seconded.
Vote.
Yes, I'd just like to make a motion. So the lease we have for the reservoirs coming up next year, April sometime, Anyway, so I would like to apply to increase the existing lease number 105472 to ensure there is sufficient area to construct a new reservoir adjacent to it.
Can you email me that? Okay. Okay, thanks.
Second motion? Or you have to vote on it?
Yeah. Any discussion? Hold on. Any questions?
I'll just add a comment that the plan for the new reservoir really squeezed into the property we have up there, which is really not conducive to having a new reservoir squeezed up against the old one for various reasons. So now's the time for us just to increase the area. We also need to increase the access to the reservoir, the road that goes up there, because if they build a new reservoir, we need to leave the existing piping in the ground in the meantime. It may take 3 to 5 years to get the new reservoir online. So if we had more, it's only 33 feet wide or 30 feet wide, if we had another 30 feet, then the new pipes can be put up in the ground without disturbing anything, which would be part of this lease extension, just to try to make it clear.
Yeah, and just to clarify, they're 30-year leases. Generally, that last one was a 30-year lease, I believe.
Yes.
So this one would be minimum 30-year lease with the province as well.
Yes.
Okay, and so I'm clear who's doing the legwork on contacting?
Staff.
Okay, all right.
And just further, if I could add on this, the reservoir isn't imminently in the books to start tomorrow or anything. What we're doing is, this motion is just trying to have some of the steps in place that if and when that comes, that we have to build the reservoir, we're not going to have impediments like not enough land, for example. So we're just trying to be proactive.
Okay. We had a motion and seconder vote on this. Accept the motion. And the road to the reservoir, the Gainsburg Path.
Yeah, so just make a motion that the Gainsburg Road extension, which is used to access the reservoir, be properly graded to allow for operational vehicles to drive up to it. Because that's not part of the motion, it's in terrible shape.
It's also badly overgrown, too, for large trucks.
Well, eventually, if we put a new reservoir, they'd have to, to widen that.
Is that a highways job? Or
yes.
Yeah, so you just have to get hold of them.
So, one of the previous administrators about doing that. But we never got there, so. And John was saying, good thing to have a motion, because then otherwise things get missed, so. I see the point.
It puts us on the clock.
Yes. That's on the books. Anyway.
I'll second the motion.
So, question I have, would that be contacting the ministry for that or that road highway maintenance outfit?
I think, good question.
For the grading?
Hmm? Yeah.
For the grading?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Because it is. They do work.
Maybe we should start with the, I can't their name escapes.
The local people.
Yeah, the yellow.
Isn't it Main Road?
Main Road, yeah.
Do I see you lifting your arm, volunteering to help with that? Is that what it's all?
Okay. Main Road. Yeah.
Is that who it is, George? Main Road?
Yeah.
Contact Main Road and see if they'll bring a grader in and redo that road, because I don't know if it's.
They have done it in the past.
Okay.
Years ago, though.
All right.
Things follow up their schedules too.
But now is a good time to contact them before they're dealing with the snow and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the timing is good.
Yeah.
Okay. A motion on that?
Yep, that's the motion.
That was Crystal and Diane. Crystal made the motion, Diane seconded.
All right, vote. All right, brings us to question period. Questions from the audience?
So further to the reservoir, there was some talk in the past about looking for new sites for the Red Fork. Is that been given pitch? Is it the foregone conclusion that the new reservoir will be at the location of the current reservoir?
Well, it's a hill. It sits on top of a hill, and we need the height to give us our system water pressure, or our system the pressure. The
I thought there was discussion about looking at alternate sites.
I would say personally that at this point in time, everything is on the table, and for us to be proactive to secure the lease when it is coming up for renewal is just a good thing to do. It doesn't cost us a whole bunch of money to do that and negotiate that with the province. And then if the reservoir at some point in time has to go to a different spot, then we deal with it at that time.
Where was the other site suggested?
I don't know. I just remember a discussion in the past.
Yeah,
it's pretty much the only hill around here that has the height.
The only one I remember was Dave Simpson saying, put it over in the center on a big...
Oh, he was talking water tower.
Yeah, water tower. That's all I ever remember.
I don't think we'd want a water tower in an earthquake zone.
Kind of like the one they have down at Erie Road.
Well, if you're going to have the same amount of water, that's like hundreds and hundreds of tons of water.
I think it's too far away for anybody.
100 feet in the air is—I can only imagine the cost of the foundations for that. That would be horrendous.
I had never heard that. The idea of moving it. So that's good to know. And as Diane said, look at any and all options. Sounds like the feeling is that's not the may not be the best, but time will tell.
Well, the only positive part about having it where the old one is that you already have Gainsborough Road to access it. So putting it somewhere else means you'd have to access it some other way.
Yeah. As I said, I just recall the discussion in the past. I wonder if that had been drawn.
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, that'd be 1.2 million pounds of water up in the air in a water tower. No, I think that location is at the high point of the area. So, I mean, it'd be interesting if they didn't want to renew our lease. What did they expect us to do?
Well, it's Crown Land. Why would they not renew it?
Yeah.
Well, it's for
community service.
Lease not renewed.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Just about, I know pre-vote is tomorrow, or that poll is tomorrow. It would be really nice to know something about two candidates that we know nothing about. Have you got any information about two people that are running that you can share?
Well, under privacy legislation, am I allowed to say no?
Would it be okay if we...
I can maybe take your email address and send you...
That would be great. Thank you.
After we leave here.
Want to talk about not having the board do the things by us?
Well, it's something for the next board before the election. It's really too late to start making changes to this year.
So no, just mention why we didn't.
Yeah, we know that from the past, why they're in the bylaws, but the mechanism for candidates to get their information out when you're new to the district is, and I know that Diane and Colin sent theirs out, but their experience now with what they do here, so... it's nice that you came, Lisa, right?
Yeah,
to introduce yourself, thank you.
Yeah, it's practice, like in the September 2023 election, it was up to the candidates running to, at their own expense, to either through paper or email or whatever, mailing to get their information out there.
Yes, I just want to say it's not that simple to get your information out there, so... In retrospect, it would be good if the water board could actually put people's bios on the pipeline, for instance, so that everybody gets it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's all candidates need. Or something that where all candidates got to share a bit of information.
And
I know we had trouble before, we were just questioning the veracity of some of it, but it's just really hard for when there's three seats and there's four candidates, we know nothing about two of the candidates.
Yeah.
How did you do it before? Just curious, like all over the, like for years, like 20 years ago, how did you do it before? It didn't always go on to the website.
At AGM and people got stood up and said just, who they were and we got to ask them questions. It was very transparent.
How many people would be at those meetings approximately?
More than there is tonight.
Well, 50? Sure.
It was the AGM, so they were all fired, but I know they were very well attended.
It still doesn't get into everybody, you know.
I'm not trying to be negative by asking that question. I'm just trying to get information.
But people had a chance to talk about themselves. Yeah. And people had a chance to ask some questions like we could ask.
I'm used to all candidates meeting, a residents association or something, doing an all candidates meeting.
Yeah, it's just nice to have a bit of information. So maybe everybody doesn't
want to kind of do it. Question in the back row.
I've missed a couple meetings, so I'm sorry if this is repetitive. There is a $10,000 estimate for doing repairs to the reservoir. I'm just looking through the list of expenses. There's a $250,000 for remediation of the reservoir. So what is the $250,000 remediation different from the repair that was anticipated?
I think originally it was an estimate that the engineers had given for doing the various things, which we didn't need to do.
It was a place mark in the budget. It was a place mark in the budget in case we needed to actually do the bladder
liner.
Top liner on top and a few other things that the engineers told us that they recommended that we possibly could do. That was the cost. Pretty much for those. So we never had to do any of that. We're doing some different things that Christo has worked with Randy, I think it is, to get done on the reservoir to fill some cracks and do some things with maintenance, which is much less expensive than the $250,000, which was budgeted. So the difference was back into the pot.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, I would just add to that. So the engineers said one of the recommendations was they could put a bladder inside the reservoir. But that was before they actually got in the reservoir and inspected it. So once they got in the reservoir, it was pristine inside, there was very little going on. So, you know, they just put that out there, but really was not necessary at all, so, which was a huge savings.
So were those reports part and parcel of the project cost?
The cost to do what?
For the water main.
This is
the reservoir. This
is the reservoir.
Yeah. Not the reservoir.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
But they've been operating costs, not capital costs. They've been relatively minor, the required fixes. The significance was not minor because it seems to have rectified the problem, but it certainly wasn't very costly.
They fell under major repairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the leak that has happened down at
Berg
Road, any idea how much water is being lost? But you can't figure anything out until you get to dig.
Well, if I could, I'll answer it because I was there when the contractor, just by luck, I went down there to have a look at it and the contractor showed up at the same time. So he lifted the lid and it seemed like it was minor, very minor. The feeling was, and talking to the water operator as well, it's been leaking for a long time, in all likelihood because you see some green grass in the area around it, but it doesn't spread out very far, which would indicate that it's not significant, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't become significant. You know, it could get worse at any time. So.
And you have no time frame when the permit?
Well, we're going to make the permit call hopefully tomorrow. Or not the permit call, the consultant, and try and get on with this as soon as possible because it's like your fingers crossed type of issue. It seems minor, but minor can become more major depending.
It says right in this report here, investigate the leak of a small and not of immediate concern, but I've organized contractors to come and excavate and repair. So,
When the leak was reported, the water operator had a contractor lined up in less than a week. And they were prepared to go. And then
word got out about the repair. Somebody got involved, raised the issue with the board or with the office that, hang on a sec, this is in the archaeology zone. And so that's what put the brakes on it 3 weeks ago. Dealing with Victoria, well, they have their own timeline. And yeah.
And it was lined up to be done on the day that the ship and shore was closed, so it wouldn't affect the business.
Yeah, we live down there, the archaeology is a huge issue, and you wait a long time. So be prepared for that. And if you ever decide to replace the AC pipe down there, huge issue. It's a huge issue.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
No, I...
See, this is our concern. If that small leak turns into a big leak and it tears open, it's not going to get smaller with time. And it just, from what I'm hearing, there just doesn't seem to be any consideration for now people have no water. Like, I mean, start getting real here. But they have their agenda, and it doesn't sound like there's a bypass around it for emergencies, from what I'm hearing.
The guy that's the expert on that is Rockfield.
Yeah, unless you, instead of asking permission, ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, we'll do the initial step and see what comes of it. It is a bit frustrating.
They've given us a list of consultants.
Yeah, no, we'll get on that. Okay.
So, hopefully, once we have an archaeologist retained, like a lawyer, things will roll along quite quickly and get it done.
It's kind of the way society is going now, is you have to have a consultant for everything. Even when we did the inspection of the reservoir, you then needed a certain different type of engineering consultant. It's quite something now. Everything, it's part of why everything just is so much more expensive.
Yeah, the day we have to do the water main down Deep Bay Drive, that's going to be interesting. I hope it doesn't happen anytime soon.
We'll put it above the crown.
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
That's going to be unbelievable, the cost of that one.
We don't have a magic wand, and we don't have a crystal ball.
So,
any other questions from the audience? Okay. Well, I call for an adjournment of this meeting.
And we don't have, we're not
doing
camera.
No. Okay, thank you for coming.
All in favor, yay! We did 7:52
Okay. I think I got off.
You did. Okay.